Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Although he's no gamer, he's just a complainer. Phil plays Elden Ring. Now he's a tarnish, there's sure to be carnage as Phil plays Elden Ring. As Filthy plays Elden Ring.
Hello, weary travellers, and welcome back to the latest episode of Filthy's Elden Ring Stings. I'm your host, Deadbeat Punk, the lesser of two evils. The bigger of two evils is the one, the only, the Filthy.
Filthy! What do we think? Good. Saying your own name as an intro, is that a thing?
It's a bit insensitive.
Yeah, it's a bit...
It feels like you're mocking my stutter.
Yeah, well.
And I can hold a fucking grudge for years, as you well know.
Oh, as I well know. That would explain why you forced me to play this game for a start of it.
Payback. Can't remember what you did, but payback.
Yeah, put that on a long burner.
Before we talk about the game at all...
What game?
Elden Ring game. We have to mention there is going to be 1, bad language. 2, spoilers.
Spoilers on what?
Well, Filthy, there's going to be spoilers about FromSoft's game, Elden Ring. Because, I don't know if I mentioned it before, you're currently playing through FromSoft's Elden Ring.
Oh, is that what I be doing?
That's what you be doing. And then you talk about it, kind of.
Excessively. in a roundabout sort of way.
And you tell me things, I get flustered and start swearing because I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
I have a very loose grasp of the situation at hand.
And I swear for similar reasons, because I also have a very loose grasp of what's going on at this stage.
Bit of a blue week last week.
Yeah, it was a pretty dark night for the soul, except it just kept going. It was a dark week for the soul.
On the plus side, it does look like you showered.
Yes.
But I don't hear Arthur.
He's here. No, he got walked, so he's...
Oh, did he have a walk since last week? That's good of you.
A whole walk, indeed. Before anybody calls the RSPCA, I do walk my dog every day. I just want to get that out there. We joke, but, you know, don't
we jest. But some things you can't jest about, and walkies is one of them.
You were hoping you were going to hear him go mad there, weren't you?
Yes, I was. Yeah. Seeing as I had to edit a bit of it out last week.
Yes, you made quite the...
You're welcome.
Yeah, thanks for
Didn't
that.
Take long at all.
You made quite the impression.
Well, with all that out of the way, we can start swearing and start inducing the ring stings.
Yes, let us do that thing of which you speak.
So, I'd like to talk about the game at this stage.
Do we have to? I mean...
We're going to go into it, I suppose, but normally there's something funny in the news or...
Yeah, the news has been hilarious recently, I think.
Hasn't it?
We can agree. It's dark, it's mysterious.
I know people are sick of hearing about it, but it's a story, it's not going away. It only seems to be getting worse the more you hear about it.
Yep, everybody's got an angle.
Can we talk about the tractor story?
I think we better talk about the tractor story, yeah.
So, if you couldn't guess, Filthy's from Northern Ireland.
Big bunch of colchis, the whole lot of us. Big load of bog men. That's what we are.
Yes, originally we were both based in County Fermanagh.
County Fermanagh, where is that? Is that, is that in Northern Ireland? Do I need a special stamp if I want to send you some feedback? To get to Fermanagh. I've had that question
before.
You
do need a visa.
You do. You need to show it to Francie. He stands on the border. And
he says, yeah or nay.
Or nay. Because he's a horse.
Passport horse.
We're very efficient with our animals.
Well, I was going to read a bit of this out, but we'll leave names out because I don't know what the legal requirements for a podcast is.
Yeah, let's leave names out, but yeah, give them the gist.
Yeah, a county Fermanagh man accused of ramming three police cars with a tractor has been remanded in custody, charged with attempted murder. The name I'm not mentioning, from a place I probably shouldn't mention either, appeared before Inniskillen Magistrates Court on Monday morning.
Attempted sillage, honestly. The tractor.
It's not only the tractor, the bit of the story that I enjoyed the most is the charges.
Attempted murder.
Oh, attempted murder, but it's not just that. Wearing a white t-shirt, bearded man spoke briefly at the outside of the court hearing on Monday to confirm he could hear the proceedings and that he understood the charges they are facing. As well as two counts of attempted murder and the threat to kill charge, he faces three counts of criminal damage. He is also accused of driving when unfit through drink or drugs, using a motor vehicle without insurance, driving while disqualified, failing to stop after an accident, failing to remain at the scene of an accident, failing to report an accident, failing to provide specimen, and dangerous driving.
I mean, that is... They have stuck the boot in there, haven't they? I mean, if you're going to be mad at somebody, that's the sort of thing you're going to do.
Yeah, can we put the picture of the crushed police cars on Twitter? I don't know what we can and can't do here.
I mean, if the paper can report it, if the impartial distorter can get it, then yeah. Surely so can we. That's... it's... yeah, it's an inside local joke, that, obviously.
Started.
Yeah, pretty much. It's incredible, isn't it? I mean, and it's not that long ago, if you remember, there was all those stories of people using tractors to steal ATM machines, which is an amazing practice. I look it up in videos if people...
Wasn't there the fella that hopped into a digger from a construction site to try and rip out a cash machine? But fell asleep in the cab.
Yeah,
because he was that drunk.
I mean, these are opportunists at their finest. Really,
imagine waking up there. Ah, bollocks! Not again.
How do you explain it? I mean, it's I get his idea. It's just a lack of follow through, really, isn't it? It's just but that's where we are from, listeners. Fun little place, to say the least of it, I suppose. I do love it. God's own country, to be fair.
Oh, indeed. Salt of the earth.
Yep. Just a salt of the earth as well. I thought one of the charges was driving a tractor while wearing a white t-shirt, which would be a crime in itself.
It really should be.
That's the week.
Yeah, do you want to go into The Guardian telling you to start a podcast, or has that been bumped down by...
Well, I thought...
Fermanagh
on my mind. I thought it was quite funny. I got an article from The Guardian telling me about how
that
easy
is
it is
quite
to
funny.
Start... Yeah, telling me how easy it is to start a podcast. And yeah, let me see the idea. So their tips, start with your idea. Mm-hmm. I did that. I sent you an idea. Define your...
Oh, you did?
I did. Define your audience... It's your audience, so I did that. I just stole your audience, yeah. Don't overspend. I was very proud of that tip because...
Oh, I bet you fucking were.
Yeah, to make this podcast, I use a microphone that you bought me and play your version of your copy of Elden Ring.
Mm.
So I've managed to do that. Keep
You're
it
a pretty fly bastard, you know that?
I've worked it well, I thought. Mm. Yeah. Next bit was keep it tight. So the person writing it says, I'm a professional broadcaster, but I still waffle. You want to get to the point?
Oh, bollocks. We should have read that out earlier before the Fermanagh story.
Yeah, I think we're at about the 8-minute mark here. We haven't mentioned the game yet. whatever. Get your image right. So we recently had the image pulled from merch websites, so we managed to do that one.
Well, funny news. Do you remember that F. King guy that wrote in all the way back when with his lovely scarf and beard?
Yes.
Well, he's drawn us a new logo.
Has he?
He has. I haven't even got to send it to you yet because it has just literally come through.
Well, I'm really excited about that. Can't wait. Thank you very
much. Yeah, you'll like it.
Ooh, I'm all excited. Big picture of my face. And the other tips are choose a good hosting provider. Did I mention that we use acast.com/PERS?
Is that because I didn't want to pay for another Buzzsprout account?
It might be. Right. And lastly, don't give up your day job. Given how much of my day job spent playing this game, I'll agree with them.
I never make notes on company time.
Never been done. Witty bants.
Oh, well, that does sound like a brilliant idea. I don't know if you've been keeping an eye on the Twitter account, because it's not just been you tweeting this week. I thought I'd throw a few out too.
Oh, yes, I have. I've been enjoying, I have to say.
One of them was after getting a worrying ring sting over WhatsApp. And I was worried about you during the week. I will laugh at you on a recording, but you sounded so blue.
It's not been a good time in my life, this. I can't lie. It's a very dark period. Yeah.
So I thought I'd reach out to the community and ask them for, you know, a bit of support, because you're not going to get it from me.
Clearly not.
Can't even support myself. So instead of me just giggling at your misfortune, I thought it'd be nice to start off with your band of brothers at your back and, come on, Filthy, let's go.
Oh, please. Yes, anything to help me in my never-ending quest to beat one animated bitch.
First up, we have the Fluffet Prince Among Pricks. Filthy, we all love you. I know you can do this. Look how close you've been already. Tanaher. I'm going to have to bleep that.
You possibly are. That's an interesting interpretation of the spelling of a Japanese sword, I have to say.
Yeah.
But if there is one called that, if that's a cryptic clue that I need to search for that sword, you better believe I will. But thank you. Oh, that's nice. At least somebody believes. Because I don't.
More than one, thankfully. Oh. What the fuck do you want, superstar? Anal Connolly wrote in with, you can do this, Filthy. Like all men, you've been through worse. You've had to have a wank on a hangover. I think is one of Gandhi's lesser used quotes.
That's an interesting way of looking at it. And
he's an interesting chap.
Well, I mean, not to hark back to the Fermanagh thing, but
there's a pattern.
Yeah, so we do seem to be of a type. Thank you. Thank you.
From Fermanagh, we go as far afield as possible, and Planty's back with us, who seems to be regretting his return to Aldeania, or wherever the fuck this game is set.
God knows.
Filthy, I've gone back to the first three episodes to help me cope with having no clue with what I'm doing. I'm grateful. At some point, I'll revisit last week's episode, maybe when I've spent 20 hours on the same boss.
20 hours. Amateur. Come on.
The 100 Things We Learned From Soft podcast, coming soon.
Love it.
After that, we have Aaron Maguire.
Hi, Aaron.
Who boasts a platinum trophy on Elden Ring because there isn't much else to play on the PlayStation 5. Phil, as a person, you are wonderful. Aww. As an Elden Ring player, you are a useless c**t. Get your shit together.
That's accurate. Yeah.
Some sterling advice and another fucking bleep. Sounds like advice you'd get from my dad.
Well, it does.
The well-rounded and handsome human... Human. John Cheatham from K Botak also wrote in, Filthy, after seeing your stats, you may be one of the best Elden Ring players about, simply by virtue of getting anywhere in the game with such a bewildering spread of points. If you can make it this far in your accidental challenge run, you can beat Millennia. You're basically one of those torch run lads, you just didn't realise it.
Yeah, we'll talk about stats later, because I seem to remember dealing with this. Adhering to the wonderful Discord that you have and getting some advice about this, we'll talk about that. But that's a backhanded compliment if ever I've had one. And
he's cool. A master of the craft.
Yeah, that's quite a bewildering set of points. I knew I would be playing this game wrong, and I just didn't know how. So now I know.
I never considered myself a good friend. A good friend would have went through those and filtered them better.
Yeah, I just always assumed you saw everything all the time.
So that's the whole lot. That is all the support they could muster for you. Get fucked.
Thank you.
Other show. Well, after that, you look inspired by all that, I have to say.
I'm feeling pepped. I'm definitely pepped. Let's do
get
it.
Get up,
let's,
Filthy, you bum.
Let's see what happened. It's like in an old arcade game when it would say, do you want to continue? And there'd be a countdown.
Yes phase.
Oh, that's a big question. Let's see how I've been
doing. You know Street Fighter 2 when they're all beaten up?
Yes.
Yeah, you're kind of giving me that energy.
That's where I'm at. Yeah, big cartoon black eye on me.
Shall we get to the stings?
Let's do it.
It's only been... Oh, fuck me.
I've given up on it for now. I just can't. To quote the internet, I literally just can't even. So I've been going back to the forum,
Thanks for the big tip about the Black Knife armor. I am sneaking past those guards for now, and I'm finding my way to the boss fight that I need for this area. Christ. It's the big fat fucker again. Do you remember him? It's him and his friend, the tall, thin fella that looked like a bizarre version of the Blues Brothers. But it's the two of them at the same time this time. So I've so far fought them one each. Then I fought them one directly after each other as a fight. And now I've got the two of them at the same time in a really cramped little room with lots of corners to get stuck in, which is really annoying. That's what I'm doing at the moment. I've managed to get one of them killed halfway through the fight once or twice here. But yeah, that's where I'm at, and I'm going to maybe stick with this for a little while because I'm just emotionally destroyed by Melania. Maybe someday.
So the incredibly handsome John Cheatham, his advice came through once again.
Woo! What advice?
For sneaking through the area?
Yes! I really need to listen to my own audio notes. Sometimes I just say them and hope for the best.
It helps.
Yes, no, it did. Thank you, John. I put on the sneaky armor and snuck past those knights that I've had more than one angry rant about with their big halberds and million.
And did you have your soft cotton?
I didn't get the soft cotton. I think, but I did go and find that armor, and that took a little while because you have to kill some really hard things in that town. You know that place? I'm sure I mentioned it. You know that place? Yep, that one. That's where I got the army that he mentioned. Did that. Yeah, it was. It did make the area a bit more interesting to approach it. You know, in all the time playing the game, I haven't thought to have any fun with it. so yeah, I did.
That's new.
Yeah, so I did try that as a wee challenge, and it was good. And then
so
I ran.
You've made your return to Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, it was going to happen sooner or later. I'm sneaking, and just hoping no one notices me most of the time. Yeah, that's what I did, and then I found these guys.
I was happy to hear a returning character, big fat fucker.
Yeah, he's been in it now three times, I've just realised.
Popular boy.
I know, you had to fight him by himself, and then you fight the two of them, one straight after the other. Only time that's ever happened. You fought one in a place, thought he was done, and then he regenerates like Doctor Who into the other one. So that was an interesting fight. Don't know why I never sent you a sting about it, but I didn't.
Insulted. I'm beyond it.
Yeah, I'd imagine. And then now I have to do the two of them at the same time. They both have very different attacks to each other, which is really rather annoying.
And is there an obvious better choice which one to knock out first? Or
Well, as you'll remember, the big fat fucker takes on to do that roll thing, and it's quite hard. You have to really pay that attention.
The repressed memory attack.
Yeah, that one. So you kind of want to get rid of him, I think, because the other one doesn't have anything quite so annoying. Or time consuming. So he was certainly the one I was trying for first at this stage. And then, yeah, the big tall boy does a sort of, he swings a big stick about a bit. Oh, so he's a bit
don't like that.
No, I wasn't a fan. But yeah, that's kind of where I was thinking at that point. I am reluctant to say anything else because I'm determined this week not to ruin anything about anything. It will happen at some point, we know.
Yeah, but if we can not have it on the first thing, that would be nice.
I know, it would be a start. And yeah, I think you can tell that the being fed up thing is... Just can't eat. That's where I was at this stage in my life.
Yeah, not the most promising start to the week.
No, I was like, why am I doing any of this?
I just had this mental image of you not smoking, because, you know, we're past that, it's a different age, but you were definitely in like a dressing gown with the blinds closed. And it was dark.
Yeah, I was in a Tony Soprano styled depression funk here.
Yeah, that's what I was picturing in my head.
Yeah, he eats gabagool. I play Elden Ring. We're both miserable. That's probably where the similarities end. But yeah, let's see if it got better, will we?
Oh, we shall.
I'm having good old fun with these godskin guys. I've got a strategy again now. I think I might get. Well, I'm not even going to say it. But as she's going into the fight, you know, when you pass through the veil, as they call it, you traverse the mist, and you go into the boss fight. I just traversed the mist, went into the boss fight, was standing against the barrier, and this bastard knight, one of those knights, actually stuck his halberd through the mist and killed me despite not even being in the fight. I mean, that can't be fair, right? I mean, that's not normal.
I mean, come on, right? This isn't... that's just plain not fair. It's happened before, but they've never had such a... effect. This, you, to enter any boss fight, you traverse the mist.
You press traverse the mist
on Xbox. It's button Y. Press Y to traverse the mist, and you walk through the golden mist into the fight area, whatever it's going to be. You can't leave the fight area until you win or die, as I'm sure anybody who's ever played a game ever can imagine. I've never had it before where this happens. I traverse the mist, and somebody I was running
traverse
away from
the mist.
Traverse the mist. It's fun to say.
It is.
Yeah, this guy had a big stick, big halberd, and he poked me with it after I'd went through the mist. Like, what is that about? That can't
from
be
behind,
fair. Right from behind. He's just
do they have no honor in Elden Ring?
Apparently not. I know. I've certainly tried to sneak up and stab people from behind, but they shouldn't.
No, certainly not.
Not an NPC. They should have a
pointy stick up the arse.
It was, you know, it's a small point. This, sorry, the point I'm making, not the point of
the point
stick.
Up your arse. Yeah,
yeah, that was big enough. But yeah, it's a small one. But it's very much. It just really hacked me off. That I thought that's just not on.
You can't even traverse the mist in peace anymore. It's political correctness gone mad.
You can't even walk the fog. Walk the, you know, walk the dog, wasn't allowed to walk the fog. Can't even sashim through the steam, you know? Can't even. Oh, what rhymes with mist?
Lost in that one. I was trying to think of vapor.
Can't you get poked through the smoke? It's honestly. Okay, I've got as much value out of that as I'm going to get now.
Yeah, we got a lot more out of that little sting than I thought we would.
Yeah.
Shall we move on to the next one?
Yeah, let's.
They're dead. I haven't killed anything in so long that I forgot what it felt like. I got runes. I can upgrade myself again. I got a ball bearing for some reason. I do know what they do. Don't worry, guys. I'm just so excited. But they're dead. That's there's a light at the end of the tunnel. Well, it's the light of an oncoming train, and the train's name is Melania. We know this. But for now, something's dead by my hand. Yay.
I have to say, hearing you laugh, it was... It's like a wave of nostalgia.
I felt like somebody who'd broken out of a prison, and that prison was fighting Melania. And it was a real moment for me in my living room by myself. With my
I enjoyed that. Filthy's back.
Yeah. It felt like I can accomplish things. I hadn't accomplished anything in this game in over 10 days. So it's like, I can accomplish things.
Was it the train in Dumbo? Back to Disney knowledge.
Back to Disney knowledge, yes. It was just exactly like that. It was just...
I think I can.
Because it
just
was...
when you mentioned trains.
Yeah, and it was a sneaky fight. I had a wee strategy that I got recommended, a particular move to use. And I did it, and that worked well. And managed to get them both beat. It was a sneaky fight because you beat the two of them. And
you know,
then
you can pause at any time if you need to.
No. I prefer to...
to scramble
stop.
Around under the table. Yeah.
Yeah, if I drop
underneath
something.
The microphone.
Yeah, I prefer to make your life in editing world hell is what I prefer to do. So crackle, crackle.
You know I'm buying you a laptop for Christmas so you can do your own.
Just don't buy me any more Zencaster, you know.
What did you get for Christmas? A Zencaster subscription. That bitch.
No, that bitch is going to be the name of my podcast about Melania. Yeah,
daily updates.
Yep.
Day 712. Still a bitch.
Still a bitch. But yeah, they're dead, and that felt nice.
Well, I am glad. I also enjoyed the little editor's note about the ball bearing. I was making a joke. Do not fucking write in. Do not correct me on this. I am doing this out of levity.
Yeah,
stop taking it too far, Gadget.
Yeah, that's literally what happened as I was making that. I was thinking of some of the stuff we've had in. And I thought, no, I do know what the stage with the ball bearings do, guys. But I could see that coming in. Although that would tickle the people, wouldn't it, if it got this far without knowing what they
He
did.
Doesn't know what his balls are for.
Yeah, he doesn't know his balls from his bearings. He doesn't know his bearings about his balls. Yeah, I have my bearings on that one, guys. Thank you. Do you know what they do?
I haven't played the game.
Oh, so no. Should maybe mention. You give them to this thing in the what did I call it? The Friends place, the Super Friends Club.
Yeah, the thing in the Super Pals Club. Oh yeah,
that's it. Yeah,
that
you
thing.
You go to the Super Pals Club. It looks like a statue, but apparently it's two crones or something. And for some reason, they love ball bearings. And if you give them ball bearings, they have more items in their shop because you buy things from them. So I got an item from them to mean I could buy more things.
And what was the item?
A ball bearing. They gave me a ball
so
bearing.
So you could buy more ball bearings after giving them this ball bearing?
No. The ball bearing is a metaphor for maybe 5 or 10 new items that you can buy. Give them a ball bearing, 10 or 15 new things will open up for you to buy.
And did you get any nice new items?
No.
Being my original point.
Oh, sorry. I misunderstood the question, Your Honour.
Get rid of your tractor, yeah.
Maybe on purpose. No, they didn't. I can't actually remember what it unlocked, so it was probably memorable. Probably
I know what ball bearing. I know everything about this game. Don't write in.
Yeah. Probably unlocked something that'll help me beat Valeria eventually. Who knows?
Who knows? Next audio note.
Because I've spent so much time doing just that one fight and not getting anywhere, you know who, I've kind of forgotten how to play the normal game. I'm exploring now, Farum Zul. I'm exploring it again for the first time in over a week. And, I'm making really basic mistakes. I'm shitting myself when I have more than one person in front of me or animal or whatever it is I have to kill. And she's broken me. I think it's what the Americans, you're not even supposed to say it. I think it's what the Americans call the yips. I've got sports people. I think it's a sports metaphor. I've got the yips. She's really done a number on me.
She, who shan't be named, has affected your entire playstyle.
Yeah, I mean, this was bad. I mean, little things like having to fight two people at once. I just mean normal run-of-the-mill things I'm much stronger than, just normal gameplay. I would walk in, see two or three things and go, what do I do? And just make a complete balls of it. Or forget that things jump. They love having things jump from around corners and attack you.
So that would happen
a lot. Yeah, so little things like that. Or just, what direction do I go? Oh, I have a map, that's right. I should probably check. Didn't think to do stuff like that for
a
while
there.
Do you think
maybe you need to go back to Elden Ring Rehab in Leningrad?
It's starting to look that way, you know.
Just to work yourself back up. You could try using a shield.
Well, I did. Here, now, I'll stand for a lot of things, but shield use isn't one of them. That's a coward's way out, that, you know. that's my idea for the shield. The coward's defense. Well, shield.
I can't even remember your own disgust.
No, I'm so angry. I'm being choked by my own rage. It was just a very weird sensation for about half an hour playing this game, remembering what it used to be like before it got completely taken over by, well, we know by what. By whom? Whom? With an M? Why not?
She who shan't be named.
Yeah, that's what we'll go with for now. It's like Sherlock Holmes had the woman, Irene Adler, didn't he?
He referred to
as the woman. So she's kind of like that at this stage. By the way, I will say the only reason I've done any of these bits is for the sake of this podcast. I would still just be fighting her and doing nothing else if we you know, I wasn't really going to do a full episode again about her. So I thought, I better do something. I can't just sit and fight her for another 10 days. I mean, I probably can't.
Yes, because we really seem to have an issue stretching out our content.
I know, we wouldn't be able to make an episode out of that, surely.
Oh,
not again.
God, no.
No. But, yeah, so thanks to her, it's just been a little bit of an odd week. Been, yeah, not feeling it.
Shall we move on to the next audio note?
Oh, why not?
Treat ourselves.
I'm really stuck between a rock and a hard place now because I've been doing the forum Zool. And I've taken it as far as it can go now. And I've got two options, really. I can keep trying to beat Melina, or I can take on the new boss here. And he doesn't look fun either. Oh, and he's also guarded by a different boss on a horse. And I don't have my horse. That doesn't seem fair to me. But, yeah, literally stuck between a rock and a hard place here. Don't like it.
Yeah, this is where I'm at in my life. sort of ruined now because it was always going to be inevitable. I'm going through Farum Azul.
I would bet real fucking money a shield would help you here.
I just can't see it. You mean for the horsey man when I don't have my horse?
He's,
do you know who he is? He's a brother or a cousin or an uncle of the guy that was protecting the city. Do you remember the tree guy?
Ah, sure. You know him.
He's like him, except
he's your man's cousin's brother.
He used to work in the BP garage.
Smelly bastard. Ah. Always on the horse.
Ah, he loves horses. He's a bit like him. He's called something to do with trees. He's, for some reason, he doesn't look like a tree, but I know his name's got tree in the title.
Is this back from Leningrad?
Yeah, from when I was going into the city. Yeah, Treebeard. Didn't I say
that? Yeah, he's like one of the first.
No. I was getting into the city at this stage. So it was the only way into the city was to fight a bloke. And do you remember you had the option of a summons that wasn't really that very good? Anyway, I have to fight him now. Or the reason I've been able to get into the boss is that you can run past him really quick. Yeah, so I've done that as well. But the boss that he's protecting is even worse. So I'm now. So yeah, to make it more realistic. Sorry to be clearer about this. There's three things that are trying to kill me now that I can't be arsed killing. So we've got her. Now we've got Horsey McHorseface and the
Holy Spirit
and the boss. Well, the boss that he's protecting, who just kind of looks like a big. I'll be honest. He looks like a big sack of shit with a knife. He looks more like a sack of shit than that dung eater did. He's just like a big, you know, like he looks a bit like.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
No, seriously, hear me out. Do you know what Oogie Boogie out of...
Somewhat off guard.
Do you know what Oogie Boogie out of Nightmare Before Christmas? You know,
indeed big
pillowcase. He looks like him, except he's brown. He just looks like a big brown sack of shit. He's got a big knife and he's really fast. And that's the big boss, protected by Tree Man. And that is my relaxing thing to do when I am not trying to kill Melania. I mean, that's the game, Chris. That's the game that I am playing right now. So yeah, that's good, isn't it?
That's brilliant.
Yeah, that's. I don't know. That's the best description I can give you of the game.
Oh, it's a fantastic description. I wasn't faulting that.
That's where we're at. So, will we see if I've done anything to improve? Will we listen to another note?
We better. Give me a fucking edit break.
I've updated my stats. I've restarted based on some advice I've received from some of our valued listeners. And it's made things 10 times worse, so that's good. I don't even know how. I'm back fighting She Who Should Not Be Named, and I've done all the advice. I've put the dex way up, put my HP way up, got more fucking HP sauce than, I don't know, a chip shop at this stage. And she's killing me even faster. My character seems to be stupider. Is that possible? His sword seems to be shorter. Like, I can't seem to hit her now anymore. Which goes completely against, well, logic for a start. I'm just so done with this.
Right, couple of points in this one, Filthy.
Yep, go on.
Not only are you dismissing the advice from the people who want to help and took the fucking time to help you.
Yeah, I know.
But people who have actually beaten this boss at the same time. This is a new fucking shade of arrogance I have never seen on you before. And I fucking love it. I think we've been spending the right amount of time together recently.
It certainly seems that way, doesn't it?
So, yeah, you dick slapped your fans in the face. Well, listeners now, they used to be fans.
Yeah, now they're just wanting me to fail, aren't they?
I would.
Look, I mean, come on. It's just, it's all a bit wild. I'll tell you what I did, and the listeners can comment on my build.
Yes, for anybody that isn't part of the Discord, you losers.
What do they do with their time?
Actually work.
Yuck.
Yeah, Filthy supplied us with a screenshot of his character's stats. You get runes, you level up, you pick a stat, you can choose any stat to upgrade.
Yep.
Turns out our Filthy was a bit of a... of all trades.
Yeah, as I said earlier, I didn't think there was a wrong way to play this game, and apparently there is, and everybody laughed at my build. Yeah, so I went and took some advice about what to do about it. And to give you, if you hadn't seen my stats, I'm about 100, level 150 at this stage, level 155.
I wonder if we should do before and after screenshots on the Twitter.
We could, but then I'm worried that people will tell me that I did it wrong.
Oh, you probably did it wrong again.
I probably did.
But and now that you've called them out, they'll definitely find something wrong with them.
Yeah, it'll be aggressive. No, but anyway, what did come out of it, though, is that, yeah, I'd been leveling up everything. Sort of proportionally. So 150 is my stat points to allocate, if you like.
Mm-hmm.
I had everything somewhere in the mid-20s, and I should have been really piling them all into one or two things I want to focus on. As a melee character, as I am, I should have been particularly downplaying the magic, obviously, and putting up things like dexterity and strength. And then also my actual energy, HP, whatever you call it, was weaker than people would have expected at this level in the game.
Yeah, those health points.
Yeah, although this is where I want to sort of, in my defense, because I do...
Oh, please do.
Well, all I'm saying is, right, for instance, she has a move and I know how much energy it takes off me. Mm-hmm. And so I've been able to fight her when she hits this move, not the end of the world. Yeah. I changed my stats, gave myself loads more HP. That move still proportionally takes off as much of my energy. So I feel like the whole thing's a con. Because otherwise she'd have been killing me with this move up until now. And
you
she
didn't
never
get managed. The vaccine, did you?
Well, look, I just wanted to see some proper evidence, you know? I don't think it was fairly... No, that's a lie.
Editor's note, I know what ball bearings are, and he got the jab.
I'm not a conspiracy nut. They just really are out to get me. Yeah, so I did, though, with my restatting, took some sage advice, and I piled it into HP and dexterity. One or two of the stats that I don't need do have to be at a certain level for some of my weapons. Mm-hmm. So like, for instance, off the top of my head, like you have to have your... As a melee character, I wouldn't really need to worry about my intelligence too much, which I think's rude. Mm-hmm. But for the Moonveil, my favorite katana, you have to have intelligence of 20 just to use the thing. So I wasn't going to not... You know, I wasn't going to leave it any lower just than that.
Throw it away.
I know. So what, a river.
Stupid stick.
Yeah, such a big sharp stick. Yeah, it's just... No, I take that back. It's my favourite katana. But yeah, so that's what I did proportionally, mainly. I restarted and put my energy up, put my dexterity up. But what particularly annoyed me was my dexterity is now at 50 whenever I've got an extra wee medal that puts mm-hmm. it up to 50, which is what people recommended. I can see no noticeable difference in how strong my attack is. You know, that's twice as strong as it was. So my weapon, like, should be, in theory, doing a lot more damage. And it isn't. And actually, I looked it up and was looking for some advice because I need all the help I can get. I'd just like to say, all the advice I got, and it's not unappreciated, I promise.
It just sounds like it.
Yeah, it just sounds like it. No, it's not. But no, the number one strategy online, and people have said to me, is Rivers of Blood Katana. Rivers of Blood Katana all day long, lad. It'll just ruin her. It'll kill her. As of patch 1.06, they nerfed the Rivers of Blood. So I think anybody I know who has beaten Melania did it at least 4 months ago.
Yeah, that's generally how these things go.
Yeah, so it's not just me. I promise. I mean, I don't. But I think that they're out to get me. And yeah, I felt even after putting up my katana power, she stopped being affected by it. It stopped hitting her. And I was like, okay, this is taking the piss at this stage.
Your sword feels shorter.
That's literally what it felt like. I was like, I used to hurt her from this distance. Now I don't. And it's definitely not me that much. I'm hoping it's true. I mean, you know... You know that
maybe we
set.
Could order you some of those katana growing pills off the internet.
There are a lot of adverts for those. Yep. Clinical trials being done. We have a lot of hope.
Shall we move along?
Yeah, let's.
I'm going to sound really paranoid at this stage, but I am. I feel like I get one fair fight against this woman every time I turn on the console. And then the second time, she's hyper-aggressive. Like, more so than the first time. You know, first time I try her, she can't hit me if she tries, and every move I do drops her. It's amazing, and, you know, I'll just about miss out. And then second time round, no, there's no break in her stance. The moves I just did in the previous fight don't work anymore. And, yeah, I'm not being paranoid. I've just observed her healing when she hasn't hit me, when she hasn't hit anybody. Not the mimic, not me, nothing. So, I'm not saying it's rigged. You know, that would be ridiculous, wouldn't it? Or would it?
You're not content with blaming just the listeners. James, John and Brian Eldenring, you're mocking all of those fine gentlemen too for building a sentient AI that gets more difficult the more you play?
That's really what it feels like to me. Honestly, it's just mental. Like, I mean, put it like, for instance, like phase two. Do you know what? This famous move of hers, the waterfowl that we talked about.
Aqua chicken.
Yeah, aqua chicken. She might go the first four fights without doing it once. And then other times, after I've done her a couple of times, she will do it three times in a row, like literally. In the second phase especially, she's got even more attacks. They all start with a signal of her being jumping up in the air. And then you have to figure out what she's about to do. And as you'd imagine, I've seen it in videos, but I didn't even have to be told, obviously.
Shields
in videos.
Up.
No, not that. Don't be ridiculous. No, obviously what you have to do is wait out that attack and then go in and sneak her. She did, on count, the most I've survived is four of those attacks in a row without, the minute she touches the ground, jumps up again and does the next one. That's just, that. I mean, where are you supposed to pick your moment? There isn't a moment. She just was attacking until I was dead, and I was dead a lot. So that's, I'm not paranoid. I'm not, I swear. It's definitely not harder than it was two weeks ago.
I think you're just being a bit of a sour Simon.
Is that a thing?
I don't know.
I think I've made it a thing, haven't I?
Well, that was our last ring sting, thankfully, because my oh my, we are running late.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, shamefully running late. It would have been nice to record earlier, to give me the evening to edit, but we couldn't record earlier, because Filthy, you were busy.
I've had a busy day. Yeah, I've had a busy day.
Because I got a message. Here, lad, too busy for one last ring sting.
You did get that message.
I did indeed. Will we play it?
Yeah, let's. John Elden Ring, Brian Elden Ring, Baldrick, Voldemort's sister, your girl just took one hell of a beating. She's gone. She's dead. She's dead. And I've never been happier. I don't know, make her a little gravestone just so I can piss on it, honestly. She's dead. She's fucking dead. Oh, she's dead. Oh yeah, that's good. That's good. That's really, really good.
The sound of a gravestone piss. Melania,
yes.
First Lady of Trump and tormentor of our dear Filthy, has once and finally been battered down, and we are happy to declare dead as fuck.
Dead as fuck, do 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 do. Dead as fuck, do 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 do. Dead as fuck. Oh, I'm so happy.
This man writes his own songs.
Oh, do I ever? Wait. I want to do it. I'm gonna do it now. Hold on. I'm gonna do that again. Yes. I play the banjo. One of us. Dead as fuck, do 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 do. Dead as fuck, do 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 do. Dead as fuck, do 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 do. Dead as fuck. Thank you. I'm so thrilled. She's dead. That's what I did. That's what I actually did with that Peter. Yeah. Just good. I'm just so happy.
You look very happy.
I'm so. It's amazing.
So yes, listeners, I got this message going, here, lad, any chance I can squeeze in one last ring sting? So I pulled up the Xbox app. I saw the achievement. Yes. He has done it. He's not just lying about it, which I was pretty sure you would do.
I know. I did it. I did it straight. Can I tell you how I did it? I really want to tell you. Will I tell you?
The floor is yours.
So, I mentioned that all the advice is a bit old.
To breathe.
Yeah, oh, come on, that's good, it's good. All the advice is a bit old. Found some advice from about 3 weeks ago. There is a weapon, and there will be people actually listening to this who have played this game and don't know about this weapon. It's not well covered. It's not on any list of, best weapons, must-have weapons. Mm-hmm. It's called the Magma Blade.
Ooh.
And, yeah, you can only get it in Volcano Manor. There's only about three characters that draw. Oh, sorry, there's only one type of character wielding it, and there's only about three or four of them, and they only drop it 1% of the time. So that's really low. So if you've been here for, I went looking for it and it took me 45 minutes of farming of just killing the same three guys over and over again for one of them to drop it. And if you do the maths, 45 minutes is actually pretty quick. But
For a 1% chance, that's quite
good. Yeah, for a 1% drop. So the special move on it, you spin in a circle, which is a really good sort of, you know, piercing attack, and you spray magma while you're doing it, and it breaks stances like a beast. The magma causes fire damage, and it's never come up, but in her second phase, Melania is naked. She's got big, like, rot wings.
Fuck, I didn't know where you were going with that.
Yeah, no. She's got big wings and she's stripped off. So it may put, you know, it means that she has, her poise is gone because your poise comes from your armor in this game. Mm-hmm. So she's actually, if you knew to do that sort of thing, and I didn't, she, you can break her poise easier in the second by having something that does such a thing. And that's how I did it, guys. That's how I did it. I was comfortable enough getting through her first phase by this stage. But second phase just went mental with the magma blade. And, oh, did I mention she's dead?
Do you want another one, just for luck?
Yeah, please.
Melania, dead as fuck.
Yeah, there we go. That was beautiful. Yeah, she's dead. Now what's going to kill me next? I don't know. Not sure I want to know, but...
Credits didn't start playing. Oh, that's right. That was an optional boss.
Yeah, that was upsetting when I remembered that. I can't lie, but...
Well, I'm afraid my outro is no longer valid because the one I had wrote out before our last sting was comparing this to the Star Wars trilogy. And I thought we were in for a third Millennia episode.
Yeah, that would have been nice. But she turned out to be my father. That would have been good.
Yeah, that was a shocker.
Mm.
So, congratulations, Filthy. That was a hard-earned battle. While we were talking about that, I have had two people send me the same link.
Oh?
About an Elden Ring player finally beating Millennia after 1,800 tries in over 38 hours.
Was it me?
I don't know if it was about you. Have you given an interview to a website called Game Rant?
No, but I've used them for walkthroughs.
Oh. Cheeky little plug.
I know.
Make payments out to WTFDYW? Limited. Thank you.
I know.
Yes. And will we get on to feedback, or do you want to bask in your glory for another little while?
No, it's fine. It's fine. I'll bring it up again.
Good, please do. I don't feel like I give you grand enough a reaction for that, but I'm a little disappointed you beat her, to be honest. I was hoping to milk this for another episode.
Yeah, I thought you would be, but yeah.
I had memes made. So, feedback, if we have any. If you would like to leave feedback like these fine people did, you can head on over to Twitter at FilthyRing. Or you can email us, like a granddad, at filthyring@gmail.com. Captain J. Spalding continues to make a mockery of your efforts with the following advice. Honestly, for this, use a maxed mimic with that sword. If you time it right, you can pretty much stunlock her through the entire first phase. I thought getting to her was harder than beating her.
Who? Oh, Melania. Oh, killed her, mate. Yeah, sorry. Did it. Killed her. Also, no, not maxed mimic. Nope. Mimic's rubbish. He's just a big pile of restorative energy for her. You might as well give her a protein bar, honestly. These people with their maxed mimic plugs. just no. But
I was hoping to invite Captain J. Spalding onto the other show before you insulted him.
Well, he was... I do appreciate it. I know. I'm only joking.
Oh, do you? Because it doesn't sound like you do.
Look, this is the one sore point you have to understand. It's they're all better off when it comes to Melania. She's dead now, so
yes, Melania, dead as fuck.
But
thank you, Captain J. Spalding.
Yes, do come back. Thank you for that. Please don't
call
leave me
again.
Don't leave me.
Always a pleasure, never a chore. Speaking of chores, Amos, holy fuck. I was joking about your own show, but if you want to supply audio notes in the future, yeah, preferable.
He's been a busy boy. I can just, I haven't read it, yeah, but I can see it.
He's been a fucking busy boy. How does he have time to play and write? Nice structure, but...
yeah. I'm just amazed at how much he's accomplished in this time, honestly, because, as we know, I have not.
Without trying to be horrible, Amos, in your next email, drop me a line. I want to know your job. I need something with this free time. I could start a third podcast.
I just think that he's going to finish the game before me, and that's going to be really sad for me.
Oof. Hello, Filthy. Pause. Hi. Perfect. I have finally caught up with your show, as this game is perfect for catching up on podcasts as you play.
See, I said that and you didn't agree, but I listen to things. Sorry,
you don't think this game is fucking music?
No.
But I've seen the soundtracks. You lie.
I know.
Although I'm afraid to report the Spotify playlist didn't do much for increasing my murder efficiency.
I'm going to add some Pears to it because they're one of my favourite bands and our podcast spells Pears. So,
kind of.
Yeah, so I should probably do that.
Well, thanks anyway. For the email, Amos.
What's he been up to?
Been another busy week. Felt like I was just rushing through the bosses previously. So I made the effort to explore a bit more, found maps online of all the greatest points, and have Limgrave, Caelid, and Lernia of the Lakes pretty much rinsed out. I let out a big laugh when I fought the magma worm and received the moon veil, which felt like an Easter egg for the podcast.
Yeah.
Fought some interesting bosses clearing out the various caves and catacombs. Spent far too long fighting the spirit caster snail. Didn't realise you could hit the little twat when he was invisible. Also had to trade out my beloved wing scythe to combat the Crystallians.
No idea.
Crystallians, who I met again in Celia. Needed a heavier stick to make them drop to their knees and take some damage. Horrible area. I have a thing about tentacles and diseases.
Don't we all?
Don't like them being rubbed in my face. Stumbled across Commander O'Neill and put an end to him. Turns
Jesus.
Out the Black Flame is very effective with my Faith build. I'll be using that a lot more going forward.
I mean, he is whacking his way through these bosses. You'll remember, I mean, Commander O'Neill, he was the first of the Irishmen. And remember, I think I ran away from him for a long time.
Was it O'Neill first and then Niall?
Yeah, and he was the one surrounded by the rot stuff that I had to just put a pin in and come back to
him
50 points later. So, Jesus.
He continues.
Go on.
Boy, does he continue. On the big boss front, Leonin Misbegotten.
It is funny because you don't know who any of these people are. No. And I think I might know.
He's spoiling more of this game for me than you ever have.
Because I give them the fake names.
Was banished during my clear up of Castle Redmain.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. General Radan was also cut down in a strange battle, had to shake up things with the Bloodhound Fang.
They did that tune, didn't they? You and me, baby.
You and me, baby.
Yep. Bloodhound Fang, yep.
As Faith Holy Damage just wasn't getting me anywhere, also quite ashamed that it was the summons that did more of the fighting than I did.
Who do you think you are, me?
But it was a one-shot affair, and it breaks my heart when Torrent gets taken out of action.
Oh.
This has opened up Nokron, and I am very excited to get my very own Mimic tier. I have been advised to go into the fight naked and then equip my gear afterwards to gain a massive advantage. I had been exploring the Atlas Plateau, but I am finding the area a bit too much right now. The two tree sentinels at the top of the stairway are causing me grief. They must absorb quite a bit of holy damage too.
Yeah, I just ran straight past them. I know I actually can remember what he means. Don't fight them. Run away from them. Obviously. And I read somewhere about doing a fight and starting off without any of your gear on. And I couldn't remember. I didn't know what fight it was. So that makes sense if you're fighting
the
something.
The Mimic tier has the same...
Yeah, stats as you. So that would make sense.
This is Smokey You.
Yes, Smokey Me. Yeah, you know. I don't know who all these strange characters are he's talking about and locations.
See, at least if I Google these, they will bring up characters, unlike the other names.
Yeah.
And he continues. Killing lots of dragons, there is only one that causes instant death with scarlet rot that is causing me issues. Flying Dragon Grail on the bridge was a difficult fight too. I kept jumping off the bridge whenever the flames came my way. Reflexes betraying me. Also died of madness going up a random hill until I found some muppets on top of a nearby tower. This led me to Festering Fingerprint Fike. See, that sounds like one of yours.
It does, doesn't it?
Who I promptly murdered, which got me onto your shield policy. Have you ever tried the counterattack with a shield? It knocks most enemies to their knees and leaves them open to a follow-up attack. It has made caves and catacombs a breeze. Nobody gets the drop on you with a shield. I can't advocate the use enough. I have a physical one and a jellyfish shield for blocking magic. A shield for every occasion.
I disagree, politely, in this instance, for once.
You yourself said this is some pretty good progress.
That is true. But I will say I beat the Scarlet Rot Dragon, so didn't do that with a shield. Eh?
Well, have you any advice for Amos?
Actually, in seriousness, yeah, that particular dragon, and a couple of dragons, actually. One of your summons has arrows. It is a person that you can summon. I think she has a name a bit like Loretta, but it's not Loretta. So it's got a T in it. Letetta.
Are there many Ashes in this game?
Oh, loads. Yeah, I must have like 30 at this stage. But
that'll narrow it down.
Yeah, but she has arrows anyway. So if you position her and she can fire away arrows at the dragon, which withers it down while you're doing your bit. But that's
you did advice. Mention this when you were talking about all your dragon murder.
Oh, I may have had help. That's neither here nor there.
Right, we've actually broke the hour mark. Anyway, looking forward to your triumph over Millennia.
Woo-hoo.
And I must say, after hearing your struggles, I'm not looking forward to this fight. Where was your farm for runes area? The ogres in Limgrave aren't cutting it for upgrades anymore. Keep it up, Amos.
Cheers, Amos.
Amos, and your three fucking paragraphs.
Three paragraphs of accomplishments, more to the point. Unlike my withering. Two places I was farming in the early stages, there's a wee place in Mordor, which I think is Khalid to normal people, where there's three or four of these guys with big hats and they each drop 1,000 runes. So, if you know, getting 4,000 runes in under 2 minutes is pretty quick going for a while. Mm-hmm. And then now I'm using the same place, Melania is that place, Haligatree, I think, or somewhere. It's called, yep. And there's a good area there with like five people in a row that are easy to kill. Those are mine. That's where I farm, you know, when I'm not farming in Fermanagh, obviously.
Drunk on a tractor. Next up, Karl Marx.
Oh, he's back.
Yeah, socialist revolutionary pipes up with some advice. Hello, Filthy, and the other one.
Yay!
Beyond fucking caring. Again, thank you for reigniting my passion for this game, and I have a small nugget of advice that I have recently discovered. Instead of rolling back from attacking enemies, you can tap the dodge button and take a small step back. If you then hit light attack, you can trigger a special weird charge attack animation that looks cool and takes enemies by surprise. It has helped me out several times and uses less stamina than a regular swing. Hope this helps. Boom Shanka, Karl Marx.
Wow, I like that.
Yes, Karl Marx, may the seed of your loin be fruitful in the belly of your woman.
Yeah, I like that. I'm going to try that out. That could be every little helps, like a nice little charge attack. That would do me.
Over 200 hours and still learning.
Well, do you know, I've seen the phrase charge attack and I don't actually know what it is. So it'd be good if there are some. And, excellent. Thank you. See, that's some good advice.
Thank you for the feedback. All of the feedback. I don't want to repeat the socials because this is getting out of hand.
So, at Filthy Ring.
Please.
At Filthy Ring. At Filthy Ring on Twitter or filthyring@gmail.com. All links are in the episode show notes or visit shows.acast.com/PERS for links and various hosting services. There.
See? Thank you.
Yep.
So, you're a new Filthy.
I'm a new man. I'm sure I'll find something to complain about next week. But for now, can I just say that that was, without question, the hardest fight so far.
Trademark. I have to say, although it's got a bit dark where you are now, because, you know, no stretch in the evenings anymore.
Oh, no. They're drawn in. Sure, Strictly's back on the telly. I mean, that's how you know it's getting to Christmas.
Sign of the times.
All right.
So, a weight's lifted. You're skipping again. You're a happy lad.
I'm ready to take on new challenges. I am that man.
Have you got your phone on you?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll send you that.
Please do. Oh, that is a epic new graphic for us. I like that.
It's a fucking katana stabbing through a shield. Fuck you, shield.
It's everything I stand for. Thank you so much. Genuinely, that's amazing looking. It's class.
Yes, we'll get that F King guy linked up once we get it uploaded.
Yep, please do. Amazing.
So, any closing thoughts?
Only that I hope I didn't take 1,800 attempts to beat Melania, but I would not be surprised. So,
I wonder if they've taken
look at him.
Post off your Facebook page or something.
There's a little photograph of him and everything. He looks just so thrilled. He looks a bit like me when I did it. Just happy to be alive and not frightened.
With a banjo.
Yeah, with a banjo on my knee.
Speaking of, do you want me to play us out with the normal music this week, or do you want to banjo out?
I can play a little bit of banjo if you want. I haven't played it in a while, or since the start of the episode. But...
or in the dark.
That's true. Yeah, why not?
Oh, we're all happy again.
Yay!
Well, weary travellers, until our paths cross again, we live. We learn.
God help us all. Yeah, that was, I stopped while I was ahead.
Sack of shit for the knife. Oh, fuck you.
That's a Masked Intruder song, isn't it?
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.